You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. It is 6 p.m., which can mean only one thing, that you are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair. We meet here every Saturday evening from 6 to 8 p.m., bringing you the best of the 80s. Kind of branch out into the 70s and 90s now and then. But, you know, the genres are somewhat consistent, or at least we try to keep them that way. And tonight is no different. However, we are going to be starting off with a small tribute to Aretha Franklin, who passed away earlier this week, unfortunately. And I know you've probably heard all of her classics this past week here, which, you know, definitely deserve their time without a doubt. But because here at the Squid Pod, we focus on the 80s, we're going to be looking back at her career here during the 80s, and there are some gems without a doubt, as I'm sure you know. And of course, we are also going to celebrate Madonna's 60th birthday, which was also this week. So plenty to get to here tonight. So let's dive right into it.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius!
Ah!
sitting in the corner, eating his Christmas pie, you know? The dude stuck in a thumb and pulled out a plum and said, what a funky boy am I. The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts all on a summer's day. The King of Hearts, my man called for the tarts, and they just greased and funked away.
Yes, we are the Dreamers of Dreams here on Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and we just had a little mini tribute to Aretha Franklin here, focusing on her 80s contributions. And believe me, there are many of them, and the four that I picked are just some of them, for lack of a better term. But let's talk about what we've been listening to. We started off with Who's Zoomin' Who from the album of the same name from 1985. We heard Jump to It from the album of the same name from 1982. Then we heard Hold On, I'm Comin' from Love All the Hurt Away from 1981. And then we wrapped it up there with Aretha Franklin with George Michael in the background there, or lending vocals anyway. I don't know about background, but... And I Knew You Were Waiting For Me. And that's off of her 1986 Aretha. She actually had three albums named Aretha. 1960 and 1980. Or maybe 1961 and 1980. Something like that. But some partial trivia there for you anyway. So we are definitely at a loss here with her passing, but it's just amazing, you know, how much she has contributed throughout, you know, her lifetime to the American music scape, if you will. Just absolutely sad loss. Passed away at the age of 76. All right, we're going to get back into it here, and this is going to be a bit of a celebration here just to kind of balance out the mood. Madonna turned 60 years old this week, and so we got a little mini celebration for her, and we're going to kick it off with her quintessential album, Like a Virgin, from 1984, here on Songs from the Squid Pod. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
You got style, that's what all the girls federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. If you're just joining us, you missed a brief tribute to Aretha Franklin at the start of the show here at 6 p.m. and a little celebration of Madonna's 60th birthday here, which is what we started off that last set with. We started it off with Dress You Up and Like a Virgin from Madonna's 1984 album of the same... Well, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself here. From 1984's Like a Virgin. The second song we heard by Madonna was Like a Virgin from the self-titled album from 1984, of course. And we wrapped it up there with Lucky Star off of her self-titled debut from 1983. And then we wrapped that set up there with The Cure and Primary from their 1981 release, Faith. And if you did miss the beginning of the show, or even if you are just tuning in at this exact moment, you can always catch the archive versions of the show on the station's website at WMFO.org. Just click on the schedule link and find your show of choice, which of course would be this one, Songs from the Squid Pod, right? And if you have any questions or comments or love letters, you can always drop me an email at squidpodmusic@gmail.com. I also recommend following me on Twitter at squidpodmusic. And of course, you can always call the station's phone line here at 855-915-9636. Again, that's 855-915-9636. And I will see what I can do. Another rainy day here in the Boston area, but at least the temperatures are coming down here. This has been a crazy hot summer. Not just hot, but humid. It seems like there's always like some kind of moisture in the air. It's either humid or it's raining. Sometimes it's both. Which is why I wussed out today here and took an Uber to the station. And which I actually live just around the corner here from, so hence the wussiness. But hey, at least I'm dry and somewhat comfortable here in the AC studio here at WMFO. I'm going to dive back into it here with some Joe Jackson.
Remove
91.5 WMFO Medford.
West End town, call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground.